Imagine yourself a slave to Pharaoh, building treasure cities, Pithom and Ramesses. Moses comes on the scene. Freedom looms in the horizon. The Passover is instituted, and you sacrifice the lamb. There's a coming and the going of God, who kills all of the firstborn, not a death angel, but God himself who does that. And that looms in the horizon. The Passover is instituted, and it ends. And you come out of Egypt the following day, as the Bible says in many translations, with a high hand. Brethren, today we're going to look at the observance of the night to be much observed, as it's said in the King James. And we're going to see why and how we observe it. Now, we're only 3 or 4 weeks away, depending on how you count the weeks, from Passover, days of unleavened bread, night to be much observed, and also the last day of unleavened bread, both holy days and a feast day. And it's important that we realize why we're doing what we're doing. Let's go to the book of Exodus chapter 12, and let's look at the institution of the night to be much observed. Exodus chapter 12. In Exodus chapter 12, we have instructions given about the killing of the Passover between the two evenings. We have the blood being gathered, the blood struck on the doorpost and the lintels, and all of the things about not leaving the house until the morning, and all the other various details. But notice Exodus chapter 12, verse 40. Now the sojourn, or the journeying, of the children of Israel who lived in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, on that very same day, notice it says the very same day, it came to pass that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. Notice verse 42. It is a night of solemn observance to the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord, a solemn observance for all the children of Israel throughout their generations. The King James Version says it is a night to be much observed. So sometimes in the church we call it the night to be much remembered or the night to be much observed, but it is a night in which we are to remember something. So it puts the children of Israel kept this night, this event here, and it puts us in the proper attitude for the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Now, how do we observe it traditionally? There's no really instructions given, but traditionally what we do is we gather at a home, or we gather together in some location. We enjoy a nice meal with brethren of like mind, and in the past we've met in restaurants, in private places, so we can fellowship together without being unduly distracted. Sometimes we meet in each other's homes, maybe at one home, or individual homes and in small groups, depending on how large the church is. I've met in restaurants, I've met at my house, I've gone to other people's homes, we've met in locations, and it is just a very nice night. Why do we keep it? We keep it because God commands us to keep it. He tells us right here that it is a night, a solemn observance for the children of Israel throughout their generations. So throughout your generations implies that you're going to be doing this for a while, and it is a night that we are supposed to observe. It is part of what it is part of the first day of unleavened bread, because this occurs after the Passover, and as I've mentioned to you in many Bible studies and sermons, the Passover is on the 14th day. The night to be much observed is on the evening of the 15th day. So this begins literally the days of unleavened bread, and it falls as the sun is setting and the first day of unleavened bread is beginning. Now the children of Israel were commanded to keep it throughout their generations. What does it commemorate? What happened on that particular evening? Now there are two things that are very important that happened. One of them, which I'm not going to cover tonight, but it's an interesting study, is the covenant that God made with Abraham. Back in Genesis 15 and 17, it mentions this covenant. And you remember, he cut some sacrifices in half, and then God passed through the sacrifices and made a covenant. And that night, when that occurred, was what would later be the night to be much observed, or the first day of unleavened bread, or the evening of the first day of unleavened bread. So it commemorates the covenant, the Abrahamic covenant, that God made with the children of Israel. We're not going to cover that today. That's a little more detail that I want to get into. But there's another specific reason in the church why we observe a night of observation, why we observe that, and that is found in Numbers 33. Let's go to Numbers 33. Numbers 33. You know, a lot of this world's holidays are based on paganism and things that really don't mean anything. Valentine's Day, Halloween, things like that, New Year's. But notice Numbers 33, verse 1. These are the journeyings of the children of Israel who went out of the land of Egypt. You know what the word Exodus means? It means to exit. There's an exit sign back over there. There's one over here. Exodus is the Hebrew word for leaving or exiting. So the children of Israel who went or exited out of the land of Egypt by their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron, about 3 million plus people. So this wasn't a motley little group of 20 or 30 or a couple of hundred people, as is often portrayed in the movies. This is a large number of people, approximately 10 times the population of Corpus Christi. So it was a large group by their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. Now Moses wrote down the starting points of their journeys at the command of the Lord. You can read about that in the rest of this chapter. And these are the journeys according to their starting points. They departed from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the day after the Passover. The children of Israel went out with boldness in the sight of all the Egyptians. So when did the children of Israel leave Egypt? They left on the 15th day, which was the day after the 14th day. They didn't leave on the Passover night. The Passover night, they were told not to leave their houses. They left during the time that we would consider the first day of unleavened bread. Now, it tells us here that they left on the 15th. It doesn't give us any other details here, but that doesn't mean there's no other details given. There are many places where it talks about this particular event and when they went out of Egypt. Notice that God had judged the gods of Egypt. The Egyptians worshipped the Nile, struck it with blood. The Egyptians worshipped cattle, struck them with the murrain. The Egyptians worshipped the Nile and all that went on, the frogs and all that came out of it, were cursed. They worshipped the sun, he darkened it. All of the they worshipped a Pharaoh who was a firstborn, and that's how he was selected, and he brought judgment on them. So what happened is God had judged the gods of Egypt. The events right before the Exodus was the pouring out of the 10 plagues, and the final one was the death of the firstborn. God had judged the false chief gods of Egypt. Pharaoh was forced to release God's people. Pharaoh is often equated with Satan. Satan does not want to let people in this world go. He holds on to them. Sometimes he gets hold of us, and he doesn't want to let us go. And you have to be very careful. Satan is a very, very powerful being, and he has minions that do his bidding. You have to stay close to God. So Pharaoh, you know, didn't, you know, just release the children of Israel because he was a nice guy. He released them because the nation was devastated, and he was forced to by his people to let the children of Israel go. They had been in slavery, the children of Israel, for hundreds of years. For many, it was the only life they knew. There was people that probably were slaves, born slavery into slavery, and they died as slaves. And so that was the only life they had ever known. So we know that the children of Israel came out of Egypt on the 15th day of the first month, which is the day after the Passover. How do we know that? We just read that. You don't need to interpret it. Just read your Bible. When exactly on the 15th did the children of Israel leave? Let's go to Deuteronomy 16. Deuteronomy 16, forward about 7, 8, 9 pages, depending on how thick your Bible is. Deuteronomy 16, verse 1. Observe the month of Abib, sometimes called Nisan, and keep the Passover to the Lord. For in the month of Abib, the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. So if they came out on the 15th day, there's only one night portion of the 15th day, if you count them biblically, and the sun sets, and then you have the night portion, the sun rises on the 15th day. So they left Egypt on the evening of the 15th day. And if you read the details in Deuteronomy chapter 12 and various other places, we've had sermons on them, you understand that children of Israel left after the sun had set. during the first part of the night of the night to be of the excuse me of the first day of unleavened bread, which was the 15th. So they actually left the time we're commemorating the night to be much observed. When we're commemorating the night to be much observed, the sun has set, the 15th day is about to begin. Our forefathers had left Egypt at that time many thousands of years earlier. So why do we keep the night to be much observed? We keep the night to be much observed for many reasons. One of them is the Abrahamic covenant, which is a very interesting study. There's other reasons we keep it. Many people say it's not really delineated in the scriptures. They just don't know where to look. And we also keep it, and very simple reason we keep it, not the only. But if you were ever asked, why do you keep the night to be much observed? The answer is very simple. When the night to be observed arrives, and you enjoy that nice meal with spiritual and physical members of the family, remember what that night pictures. It pictures the night that our spiritual ancestors came out of bondage. Just as that night more than 3,000 years ago pictured the freedom from slavery, the night to be much observed pictures the beginning of the days of unleavened bread. In other words, it pictures the beginning of our release from the bondage of sin and death and our journey towards salvation. So what is a night to be much observed picture? One of the things it pictures is Israel coming out of Egypt and exiting Pharaoh's land.